Zambia Bank has the solution just for you. With the end of personal loan, you can get up to 500,000 kwacha with flexible repayment periods of up to 60 months and a fast 48-hour turnaround once all your documents are in. It's clean, secure, and designed for individuals who want a smooth, stress-free borrowing experience. No need for collateral. All you need is your payslip. So, what are you waiting for? Visit any IndoZambia branch today or call 8002. IndoZambia Bank, supporting you developing Zambia.
The time is 13 hours. This time check is sponsored by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to bank.
So I needed to send money to my sister Malawi, and I needed it to get there fast. No delays, no complications. Then I used Ecobank Rapid Transfer. I sent money through the mobile app, and just like that, it was there instantly. No waiting, no stress, just quick, safe, and reliable transfers across Africa.
Send money across 33 African countries in real time with Ecobank Rapid Transfer. Ecobank, a better way to send money across Africa.
And Voice News, the Global Link.
Clergyman reiterates call for former head of state to be buried in Zambia. CRAS questions delay in phasing out HISE and Quantum buses. And pirates seize another vessel off Somalia coast as threat level increases. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. United Church of Zambia UCZ Lusaka Presbytery Bishop Lord Wosiame has welcomed remarks by Attorney General Mlilo Kabesha, indicating that President Hakainde Hichilema is willing to stay away from the funeral of former President Edgar Lungu if it will facilitate his burial in Zambia. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Bishop Siame urged the President to stand by his position in order to bring closure to the matter and avoid prolonged back-and-forth disagreements. However, the bishop questioned the delay in reaching this decision, noting that while the move is welcome, some damage may have already been caused to the bereaved family. He has since called on the mediation and negotiating team handling the burial arrangements to take advantage of the president's stance and work towards a consensus between the state and the family. Meanwhile, Bishop Siame has expressed concern over sad remarks made by some UPND members against the late president, warning that such statements risk deepening tensions and delaying consensus. He has also appealed to the Lungu family to accept the president's position to help bring the matter to a close. And Praise Christian Center presiding Bishop Edgar Ngambi has stressed the need for unity to reign between the Lungu family and government. He said this during a memorial service for Mr. Lungu at Praise Christian Center in Lusaka today. Bishop Ngambi told mourners that Mr. Lungu stood firm against external pressures and should be regarded among the world's notable leaders. Bishop Ngambi has also urged the nation to embrace peace, insisting that enemies are not flesh but spiritual powers, and he warned against evil forces and trying to control the country. He has since called Zambians to pray loudly and boldly, saying that God would deliver Zambia just as he delivered Israel in one day.
In the matter concerning Zambia, and I quickly want to add, the Lungu family, we are winners. Before we begin, God has made us more than conquerors. That means we're not fighting, we're not praying from a losing side. We are praying from a winning side. And the thing about this is that God has not left us just to do this alone. He's gone before us. He is with us. He is for us. I want to declare that whatever powers have been working in our nation, they shall work no more.
The Commuter Rights Association of Zambia, CRAZ, has questioned why government appears to have abandoned plans to phase out HISE and Quantum buses used for local road transportation. CRAZ President Aaron Kamuti said last year government had agreed to halt the importation and registration of HISE and Quantum buses, saying that the vehicles are primarily designed as cargo carriers but are being used as public transport. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voices chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Kamuti said the buses are imported without proper passenger seating, adding that the seats later installed in the vehicles are often made from materials that pose a danger to passengers. The plea is that government must ensure that the directive that was made is actualized and that the phasing out of HISE and Quantum buses used for local routes begins, said Mr. Kamuti. He stressed the need for bigger buses to operate on local routes equipped with factory-manufactured seats designed to meet passenger safety standards. Mr. Kamuti added that the passenger safety must be prioritized and commuters should be assured of secure and reliable public transport.
Comparing to these seats which are being manufactured in my garden, I was sitting in one committee at ZABS. We try to engage the operators. Can't we find a way maybe to put up seat belts for passengers? Unfortunately, always we run to the cost. Who is going to bear that cost of putting up seat belts? But a factory-made bus comes with a seat belt, and there are all those gadgets for prevention in case of an accident.
Opposition Leadership Movement Party President Richard Silumbe has called on voters to fully embrace democratic principles by supporting a wider range of political candidates in the 2026 general election. Dr. Silumbe noted that while his party has welcomed the proposed 100,000 kwacha nomination fee for male presidential candidates, the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, must ensure that such fees do not become a barrier to aspiring leaders who may struggle to afford them. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Dr. Silumbe further argued that Zambia does not need to consistently recycle the same political figures on the ballot, emphasizing that democracy thrives when diverse voices are given a platform as they contribute to accountability and checks and balances in governance. He has since urged citizens to shift their focus away from entertainment and campaign handouts, stressing that leadership requires more than music and political rhetoric. In foreign news, maritime authorities are warning of an increased threat to ships off the coast of Somalia after a cargo ship became the latest vessel to be seized in a suspected act of piracy. The UK Maritime Trade Operations raised the threat level in the area to substantial as it reported unauthorized persons seizing the vessel and redirecting it to Somalia's territorial waters on Sunday. At least four vessels have been targeted in suspected piracy incidents in the last week, including a fishing vessel and oil tanker. Coming up shortly, oil prices rise as US-Iran peace talks stall. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. Oil prices have risen after plans for a second round of peace talks between the United States and Iran stalled again. Brent, the global benchmark, rose by nearly 2% to $107 a barrel,